So the key messaging for this weekend, for the October Bank Holiday weekend, of course, is that people should be aware, obviously, that the days are getting shorter and the temperature of the water, obviously, is decreasing at the moment. So some of the known risks they should be keeping an eye out for is cold water shock and exposure to some of the hazards as well, rip currents, and definitely some hidden deaths caused by localized flooding. So yeah, there's some of the key areas. So just that the temperature is down, obviously, the days are getting shorter. People will still be going swimming. You know, we're aware of that. Obviously, we want them to carry some reliable means of communications to be able to communicate back ashore. So really what they should do is you should always inform someone ashore of where you're going, who you're going with, how long you'll be there, and when you'll be back. So that if something does happen, we have somewhere to go looking if need be. So that's definitely crucial that you have a reliable means of calling for assistance if need be once you're out in the water, and definitely that you follow what's known as a flow plan, or you let someone ashore know where you are. You definitely want to be checking the weather forecast. I see there's a bit of a mixed forecast for the weekend. Which of course, checking on the tides as well. A lot of people go out walking this time of year as well, walking on the beaches, and unfortunately, a lot of people get cut off by the tide. So it's crucially important to be aware of the tide, what's happening there as well. And so just planning ahead, as I mentioned, looking at the forecast. If you are going to go swimming, never swim alone. Always swim with a companion, someone who could potentially raise the alarm if they be. And you certainly ease yourself in gradually into the water. You know, just the water temperature is down at the moment as well. So try and make yourself as visible as possible. We recommend people wear either a float with them, or they have a fluorescent swimming cap as well, so someone can see them in the water. And of course, knowing your limits, always knowing, you know, where you can swim and how well you can swim, and not going out too far as well. Being aware of rip currents, just currents that can pull you out to sea if need be. And if you are caught in a rip current, certainly to stay calm, swim parallel to the shore to try and escape, and then float to try and conserve your energy. And also, just keeping someone informed. Like I mentioned earlier, the crucial bit is to always let someone ashore know where you are, how long you'll be out there, and when you'll be back. And one of our most crucial messages, of course, is that if you see someone in trouble on the water or along the coast or think they're in trouble, just give us a call on Marine VHF Channel 16 or dial 112 and ask for the Coast Guard.